In a steamy, windowless gymnasium permeated by the smell of sweat, head wrestling coach Tyler Brandt shouts instructions to two of his newest recruits.
Far side arm, knee inside. Drive, forward, shoulder down, drive, knee under. Drive. There's a good gut.
Alexandra Kovalik nods wearily and adjusts her headgear as she readies to throw another takedown move at sparring partner Dana Corcor. The two young women from California, best friends in high school, have just transferred to Waldorf College to become part of the first class of female collegiate wrestlers in Iowa. Kovalik says she did not plan to take up the sometimes brutal sport.
Sophomore year of high school, I tried out for the soccer team and I got cut, and I wanted to play a sport, and wrestling took everyone, so I was like, hey, why not?
She soon convinced Corcor to join her on the team, and now the pair is at Tiny Waldorf, with its student population of 630, as part of a five-member women's wrestling squad. The school has struggled to survive in recent years. It came close to shutting down before a for-profit online school based in Alabama, Columbia Southern University, bought it at the end of 2009. Now, Waldorf is looking for innovative approaches to build enrollment, and Coach Brandt thinks a women's wrestling team is one way to do it.
There's 8,000 women wrestlers across the nation, and National Federation of High Schools shows that participation is growing greatly every year. And there's a demand because there's very few colleges that are offering scholarships for the sport.
Only 12, in fact, and two of them are in Canada. Texas, Washington, and Hawaii hold state wrestling tournaments for girls. Last March in Iowa, an unofficial high school tournament drew 15 female wrestlers. Brandt already has commitments from seven women who will join his program in January. He would like to see between 30 and 40 women wrestlers at Waldorf by next fall. He's also found a full-time coach for the women's team in Dustin Baines. Brandt had been handling the duties on an interim basis, which was a challenge because the women follow a different set of rules from the men.
You can lock your hands when you're wrestling on the mat where you can't in men's wrestling. So it's infinitely different. It's wide open. It's very exciting. And, we think it's something that people are going to want to even come and watch.
A sampling of student opinion on campus shows he may be right the sport will draw fans. But the news Waldorf was starting women's wrestling was at first met with puzzlement. Senior Nikki Gray is from Forest City.
Well, I thought it was really weird, to be honest. Girls wrestling in college, like, we didn't even have that in high school, so it's just weird during college.
She laughs off the notion she would don wrestling tights herself, but she says the idea of watching women tussle might be fun. Gray's reaction is one Kovalik recognizes. It's how her friends responded when she announced she was trying out for her high school squad. But she soon gained their respect.
It's funny because, I mean, after I joined the wrestling team, no one ever messed with us ever again, so.
Alexandra Kovalik and Dana Corcor take the mat for the first time as collegiate wrestlers Friday at the Sunkiss Kids International Open in Arizona, where the women they'll face wrestle for club teams. In Forest City, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.
Near side, near side. There it is! Look at that! Nice job!